Breakfast Show on Smile 90.4 FM.
Do you know what percentage of items actually get sold on eBay?
I would be completely blown away if it was more than, say, 30 or 40% of items that are ever sold online. That's my estimate on my experience.
Spot on.
Really?
100%, Dion. Do you know that there are items, up to 50% of which get absolutely zero bids, never mind never selling?
Sure.
So you put an item on, you go, either sell now or place a bid.
Mm.
People that even might want that item are going, oh, I'm not going to place a bid for it. 50% people won't even place a bid for an item on eBay.
That's a lot.
Even less is the amount of items that are actually sold off that platform. Be interesting to know what the other classifieds are, what Facebook stats are for Marketplace. Marketplace has become, and via your messages this morning, I can clearly see that Marketplace is a place where you trust and you go to. Mm. Be very careful, please. We hear of Marketplace horror stories every single day, and it's not Facebook's fault. It's the scamsters that are on there.
Yeah.
And if it was any platform, there'd be scamsters on them. So please be careful. A lot of people were reminiscing, saying Tuesday was when Cape Ads came out. Thank you very much, Maverick. Appreciate that. And then I use, is it the Yaga for secondhand items, says Chanel. Chanel, is that, am I right in saying that? Is that how you say it? Yaga, Y-A-G-A? Yeah. Have you heard of Yaga before?
I've
heard of Yaga Meister.
No, different.
Nix.
Is it?
But if I drink a little bit of it, then maybe. Mm-hmm.
I recently tried to sell a Nintendo Switch because I'm finding that the payday of January is taking more than 3 months.
Absolutely.
Although the start of the year is always rough. But
yeah.
I advertise on Marketplace, and the first thing is that people offer you less than 10% of what you ask. So there's a lot of interest that comes in, but they don't offer you what it's worth. And then I had a guy contact me saying he's very, very interested and he wants to take it for the price that I'm selling it, and that he'll even offer me more, which was the red flag. Red flag number one.
Yeah,
yeah. And then he said to me, okay, no, where do I stay? So I discussed with him, I stay in Tableview. And then he said, okay, no, cool. He's going to send an Uber driver with his ID to show me that he's legit.
Oh.
And he'll take a photo of his ID for me. And then once the Uber driver contacts him to say that he's got the thing that I'm selling, then he'll do an EFT. And I was like, why are you not coming with on the Uber? I would prefer to meet face to face. Why are you sending someone? If you are serious, come and meet me face to face. And you can test the product and see if you're happy. No. He can only send an Uber driver and with his ID, and then he'll pay. And then I said, no, dude, you're a scammer. I'm not letting this go. I'm not interested in dealing with you. I'm actually going to not even answer you anymore. And then, of course, I got sworn at. My family got sworn at.
Jesus.
He used words I didn't even know that existed. And I ended up mocking him. And I was like, you know, this is really, really dodgy.
Yeah. And to your point, Sherwin, you're seeing more and more people coming forward going, well, they've sent me the proof of transaction. They've sent me the screenshot saying that the payment was made, and you know, and then you contact them and they're going, well, we've made the payment. It should take, maybe it takes a day to reflect or whatever. By that time, they're gone. Forget about it.
That's fine. Yeah. And then just another thing that's now also popped his head, they are even sending clients or phoning clients and pretending to be from that bank's specific fraud department. So, like again, I would tell my clients, if I'm phoning you from the bank, I will not tell you to log into your banking
app.
I will not ask for your card numbers. The moment someone calls for that, why do I need that information if I'm calling you from the bank? That's got nothing to do with me.
Got you.
I wish Sherwin was part of my life 7 years ago, because first time ever, at the age of 27, I booked a flight, because that usually gets done for us as rugby players. I typed in all of my card details, my PIN number as and they wait. They're very clever. They wait till for like a few hours, and at 12 o'clock, 5,000 rand out of the account. Next 5,000 rand out of the account. Then they went into my credit card.
Where were you flying to?
And I just
Atlanta.
Wanted I just wanted to book a flight to Cape Town to come see my family.
Rick!
But I got the money back at the end.
Okay.
So, but I mean,
Hats off also to certain banks that are very accommodating in terms of their fraud departments being really quick in stopping, in getting down. And then those banks that reverse and go, we understand that you've been, you know, scammed. This has happened and scammed, and we'll look after you. We've kind of got you insured and covered.
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.